Good morning, beloveds. Our readings this morning is Psalm 89, and it's verses 1 to 4, and it's really a word in season for us, and I trust it's a word in season for each and every one of you.
This forever song I sing of the gentle love of God, young and old alike will hear about your faithful, steadfast love, never failing. Yes, my chorus, your mercy grows through the ages. Your faithfulness is firm, rising up to the skies. I heard the Lord say, my covenant has been made, and I'm committed forever to my chosen one, David. I've made my oath that there will be sons of David forever, sons that are kings through every generation.
Think of this.
Pause in his presence.
Think of this. Hallelujah. Now, David, David was prophetic that someone will be sitting on his throne, and that prophecy has been fulfilled in Jesus. And so now Jesus has come. In those last days, God has spoken to us. In times past, he spoke to David and Moses and all these other stories. Now he's spoken through Jesus. And we are the sons of the living God that he's called out, and he's showing his love towards us as examples and as signs and wonders to the world around us. So this is the whole thing. The permanent, beautiful covenant of his mercy that is new every morning, that grows, of his faithfulness that covers the earth is our portion. So we need to sing forever and just keep our mind on this great God, this gentle love of God for young and old alike. And sing of their faithfulness and steadfast love that never fails. And I know it's a word in season for us, and I trust it's a word in season for each and every one of you. And I just thank, you know, whatever your situations, I think of our brother Regina and Paul in the water situation here in Durban. I can think of David going through sad times, longing for his children, but God keeping him motivated with his love. And I can't remember all of your stories, but I know each and every one of us is a part of the story of Jesus. They've been found by Jesus. They are walking with Jesus, and so they represent Jesus. And Jesus is the author and the perfecter of our faith. So all we can do is just stay with Jesus, stay in the faith that he's built up in our lives thus far, and know his mercy is new every morning. It goes on and on. Amen. So, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. Our lives are in you, in this new and this better covenant where you started a wonderful work. And you just take us on from glory to glory, Lord. We thank you, Father God. We think of the Israelites coming out of Egypt. They went out with joy, and they were led forth with peace, and they were provided for in every way. So we thank you as well, Father God, in our situation, in each and every person's situation. I thank you for full provision, Lord, for full joy and peace, Father God, and also knowing, Father God, that you have got us, Father God. You are a God that gives us more than enough, and you have give us sufficient, Lord, so that we can sing this beautiful song together with you of your gentle love, of your beautiful love, of your faithfulness, of your steadfast love that never fails. Your will be done, your kingdom come, our lives, each and every person's life, Lord, and on this earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Thank you for this glory, this goodness, this faithfulness. It covers the earth as the waters cover the sea. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.